Last Sunday, our Lord began his famous Sermon on the Mount by teaching us the eight Beatitudes, the summary of the whole Sermon on the Mount and the heart of the entire Gospel. In today's Gospel passage, Jesus continues his inspirational sermon by using two powerful metaphors, salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. These metaphors follow perfectly from the Beatitudes. If we are poor in spirit, if we are merciful, meek, humble, we are pure of heart, if we are peacemakers, if we hunger and thirst that God's will be done on earth as perfectly as it is done in heaven, then we will indeed be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So if we truly live the Beatitudes, we will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. At our OCIA class on Thursday evening, that's our classes where we prepare those who are coming into full communion with the Catholic Church. We always discuss the gospel for the coming Sunday. And at our OCIA class on Thursday evening, a wise person said, "Isn't this gospel a gospel you can select for your wedding?" And of course, the answer is yes. Holy Mother Church has 10 different gospel readings from which brides and grooms can select to be read at their wedding. And one of those 10 readings is today's reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Now, I have to admit, most couples don't pick this reading because it's not about marriage or love. They usually choose the wedding at Cana or Matthew 19. "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Or they pick John chapter 15, "Remain in my love. There is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." That's what they usually pick. So why is today's gospel about salt and light on the top 10 list for wedding gospels? I mean, of all the thousands of possibilities, why this gospel? In a happy act of divine providence, today is World Marriage Sunday. In a happy act of divine providence, we are reading today's gospel, one of only 10 gospels that you can choose for your wedding mass on this World Marriage Sunday. I consider that a happy act of divine providence. I often preach about the dignity of the sacrament of holy matrimony, but that's usually at weddings. Most of you probably haven't heard one of my wedding sermons. So maybe today we could look at this gospel in light of marriage. Peter Kreef, a Catholic convert, apologist, and philosopher from Boston College, asks, "What do salt and light have in common?" And he answers, "They both give of themselves to the benefit of something else." In his commentary on today's gospel, Bishop Barron says the same thing. "Salt and light do not exist for themselves, but for something else." Doesn't that sound to you like a marriage? They both give of themselves to the benefit of something else. husband does not exist for himself, but to give himself freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully to his wife. The wife does not exist for herself, but to give herself freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully to her husband. And the husband and wife both together give of themselves freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully to the benefit of their children. Let's explore the metaphor of salt a little bit further. Salt, as you know, adds flavor to food. It adds seasoning and taste. How could we enjoy popcorn or French fries without a little bit of salt? Salt is a preservative. It prevents food from rotting and spoiling. Salt melts ice. We used lots of ice melt this winter. Did you see the sidewalk when you came in? Salt softens water. I just added a 40-pound bag of Culligan salt to my water softener. Salt purifies the water and the air. Salt cleanses. It's a good household cleanser in the kitchen. And salt heals. As soon as I get a sore throat, I gargle with salt. How many people go to the Dead Sea, which is 21% salt content? They float in the Dead Sea, rub the mud from the Dead Sea all over them, and it heals them. So now we can ask some challenging questions. Do you add flavor to your marriage? Do you and your wife add flavor to your kids? Your marriage and family life should be joyful. Or are you rather like strong, bitter coffee? Or sour lemon? Do you preserve the Catholic faith in your marriage? Have you salted your marriage covenant in order to preserve your marriage for 50, 60, or 70 years? Are you and your spouse together the salt that preserves your children from the corruption of sin? Do you preserve them from spoiling and rotting in their souls? Does your spouse need to have his or her heart melted in some way? Can you soften the heart of your spouse or your kids? My mom was particularly good at softening the heart of my dad. Can the husband and wife together melt away those with a cold, icy heart and soften their rough edges to receive the good news about Jesus Christ? What in your marriage needs to be purified and cleansed like salt? There might be something. Can you be the healing salt in your marriage? What needs to be healed in your marriage? There might be something. And then can the two of you together be the salt to heal other relationships in your family or community? Let's explore the metaphor of light for a moment. You know, if we don't have light, we can't see. I blew a fuse in the rectory the other day. It is really dark without light. Light provides clarity, not just external clarity, but interior clarity in mind and heart. Bishop Barron, in his commentary on today's gospel, says that light helps to illuminate what is beautiful and reveal what is ugly. Oh, that's a great phrase, to illuminate what is beautiful and reveal what is ugly. I turned the full lights on in the narthex the other day, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's dusty in here. It reveals what is ugly, but it also illuminates what's beautiful. You should come back for the 10 o'clock mass. Oh my goodness, you think the stained glass windows are beautiful now? Wait till that eastern sun pops through the south windows. Oh my goodness. That light makes what's already beautiful even more beautiful. And that leads us to say that light provides us with color. Yes, as salt is to flavor, if you're taking your ACTs, as salt is to flavor, light is to color. We wouldn't have color without light. Life should be colorful, not beige and boring, but bold and beautiful. And light provides us with warmth. The sun, it was so nice to see the sun last week, warming the earth, melting the snow. Light provides us with warmth, like a fireplace on a cold winter night, a campfire on a summer evening. Candles produce heat. Even a light bulb, when I go to change it, ooh, it's hot. And so how do you provide clarity and light in your marriage? My dad was always good about doing that for my mom. There was something about his mind. It was illuminated. He thought so clearly. We look to him for clarity. Is your marriage beige and boring or bold and beautiful? Is your marriage warm? Do people like to be around you? And can you be that light and warmth to your children? Marriage should be the light of the world. In a dark world that often sees Sunday as a day for sports, as a day for yourself and doing what you want to do, married men and women are a light to the world every time they joyfully bring their family to Mass every Sunday. The dark world that sees so many couples getting divorced, married men and women are a light to the world when they are faithful to each other until death do they part. In a dark world that says children are evil and to be avoided at all costs, even killing them if they're inconvenient, married men and women are a light to the world by being open to the gift of many children from God. Married men and women who are open to life are a light in our world that is at enmity against the child. In a dark world that sees marriage as any type of relationship between people, married men and women are a light to the world, testifying that the dignity of marriage is only what God intended between one man and one woman. How can you be salt and light to your spouse, to your children, to your family, to the world? Only through the graces of the sacrament of holy matrimony. Only if you allow Christ, the light of the world, to shine through you. Thank you to all of you faithful married men and women, who through the graces of the sacrament of matrimony are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father. Amen.